let's be honest. To be a successful content creator, there is so much that we have to do for the content. In this weekly podcast, your host, Dre OKK, that's me, I'll be sharing tips and strategies that I use to dominate my social media page, Dre Knows Best, where I grew 5 million followers. I have partnered with brands like Netflix, Google, Amazon, the list goes on. I'll also be having fun conversations with successful content creators about the creative process. The ultimate goal for this Do For The Content podcast is to inspire you to take those first steps into digital creation and help you grow as a creator and ultimately turn your passion into paycheck. So y'all ready? Let's do for the content, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of Do It For The Content. You already know who it is. It is Dre OKK, aka Dre Knows Best, your host with the most, with the tips for the toast. You already, okay, let me stop before I start dropping some bars for you guys. The only thing I'm dropping today is gems, guys. This is going to be a really good episode. This episode is inspired by literally you. Recently, TikTok invited me to teach a course or a webinar for content creators, the Black community content creators, to know their worth. And when they asked me to do this, I'm like, listen, this is right up my alley because this is something I'm so passionate about that I talk to you guys about all the time on my podcast. And I would love to share this knowledge. We put together a whole slideshow. We practiced so much. I was ready to drop all these gems, and the gems were dropped, okay? They were sprinkled and dropped. And I got so much successful feedback from it that I'm like, there's no way I can bring this to this podcast because y'all are my community first, and I have to make sure that y'all got to get these gems. I wanted to record the audio, but I wasn't allowed to. So I'm just going to go through it, the PowerPoint. But also, I'm going to make this into a three-part series, right? Because there's lots of things I covered about knowing your worth. I covered how to set yourself up so that way you can be able to pitch yourself to brands and agencies. I covered things to look out for in contracts that will help you be able to get more money and negotiate higher rates when you're talking to these brands and companies. I also talked about templates that you can use, certain keywords you should put in your emails when you're sending out to these brands and companies, so that way you will stand out and they will know this is actually a professional influencer we want to work with. So all in all, like, a lot was covered. So it cannot just be one episode because it'd be too much to discuss. But before I jump into it, please, if you're listening to this podcast right now, just do me a favor and leave a 5-star review. So make sure you subscribe and leave a 5-star review. It's so important because it helps boost this podcast higher up on the ranking on the business category. So more people will get to listen to this podcast because literally we're dropping so much free gems for y'all. And this content creator world as an influencer, it's all just like all up in the air. No one knows what we're doing. No one knows what the right way is. But I'm always speaking from my experience to help you guys, you know, turn your passion into paycheck, ideally. So I want to share some of the things that people said during, like, the feedback I got from the webinar, which really did, like, touch my heart. I have one message. Someone's saying, this is pure gold, so helpful. Someone was like, this is so good. Some of this stuff never crossed my mind. Someone said, you're providing us the absolute gold standard for free game. Yes. And there was a quote I said during the step webinar. I said, monetize your talent. And someone said, it's such a quotable quote. And even one person reached out to TikTok and told them that, this is the exact words. It said, I wanted to send a success story from the webinar we watched as the young lady, that's me, Drea, was teaching us about brand deals. I had a brand deal offer me $700 for a video. That's pretty cool. And I offered them with $1,500. Yes, know your worth in ad tax, y'all. Know your worth in ad tax. They accepted it. I then offered an additional $500 for a link in my bio. I love that. For 30 days, and they accepted that as well. So from $700 to $2,000, all because the young lady was telling us to ask for their budget and know your worth. Yo, this are key, and that's the goal. That makes me so happy that this was successful. Now, and I want to share this knowledge to y'all, my Do It For The Content family. Let's dive into it. Let me pull up this slideshow. Now, when it comes to, y'all know I've been doing this content creator thing for 7.5 years now, so I'm not new to this. And when I first started off, it was kind of difficult. Not kind of, it was very difficult because no one knew what to charge. No one knew how to reach out to these companies. Only the super big creators were getting work. And, you know, and also when we finally get work, we get lowballed, right? I would get someone offering me like $70 for $300 or $500 for like 5 videos. And I would have wanted to take it, but I'm like, wait, that doesn't make sense, right? Because that's a lot of work. I gotta figure out how much time, how much creativity needs to go into this. And that's definitely way more worth than $100. So now I wanna cover how to go after brand deals. This is the first step I wanna go over with you guys. The first thing you need to do, and I believe everyone needs to do, is make sure you come correct. What does that mean? What does that mean? When Nigeria, when we say, please come correct, that means set up yourself up for success. Like, don't just reach out to a brand when you know darn well, like, your posts are just, you just post whatever. You're not posting valuable content. You're not posting anything that is able to be marketable or shareable. So I put this down as like, create valuable, shareable, and marketable content. What exactly does that mean, right? I believe the best type of content that anyone can create is adding some type of value to their audience, okay? Are you every morning, you're giving them tips on how to style their outfits? Are you giving them some value of emotion, aspiration because of your travel content? Are you giving them an emotion of laughter from your comedy? Are you giving them, what type of value are you adding? So I would advise you, go back to your page right now, look at your content, like, what value am I adding to my audience? When I look at my content, I post a lot of comedy skits with a splash of my Nigerian culture. Sometimes I'm teaching people, you know, Nigerian slangs, or I'm doing a sketch comedy about being a tall girl or being, you know, a crazy girlfriend's be like type of, some type of something humorous, right? So I give my audience the value of learning about a culture that they will probably never travel. The majority of my audience might never ever go to Africa or Nigeria. So I'm giving them that representation, right? That education, and also giving them the value emotion of comedy, right? So I know my content is valuable. Now, is your content shareable? When someone watches your content, like when you look at your analytics, are people sharing your video? How long are they watching it for? Do they look at it and just scroll past it after the first 3 seconds? Is your content shareable? Like, do you think this, when someone watches your content, is this something they're sharing to their group chats and being like, ha, this is so relatable, or ha, this is a family I would love to be like when I grow up. Is your content shareable? Another thing you gotta ask yourself, is your content marketable? All right, now, when I say your content marketable, when a brand comes to your page, can they look at your page and be like, when it's time for product placement, he can definitely, you know, incorporate my product as he's giving a review for the best products on Amazon, okay? Incorporate my water bottle into your content, right? So, like, when I'm doing comedy skits, I know I can create a skit around, you know, someone's product because I can authentically integrate it into my product. So make sure your content is valuable, shareable, and marketable. Now, before, another thing you gotta look at, right, when it comes to going after brand deals is, now you wanna look at your engagement. Gone are the days when people are like, I'm an influencer, pay me a gazillion dollars because I have 1 million followers and I'm verified. Yo, honestly, fam, no one cares if you're verified anymore. No one cares how many followers you have. What these brands are looking for is, who is her community? And how is her engagement like? She has only 10,000 followers, but every post she's getting 1,000 likes, that's amazing for 10,000 followers. Every post, there's 20 comments that are talking about what she posted about. Her engagement is good. Let's definitely, you know,
we can definitely work with her somehow, you know? Because if you think about it, if your content is all about sneakers, every day you post, your content's all about shoes. All about, you know, every day you're posting your sneakers you're wearing, you know, different styles of sneakers, how you decorate it, how you accessorize it. Every day your family online is looking for your sneaker post. If a brand as a sneaker company reaches out to you, you could tell them, listen, I know I only got 1,000 followers and you wouldn't work with me, but every day I'm posting about sneakers and the community I built is so active every time I post, I'm going to post this post for you. And when I tell you, it's going to be so beneficial for you because all my audience are your customers. So I'm going to charge you $1,000 for a post, even though I have 1,000 followers. My niche following is your community, and that's who you need. So I think you need to look at building that your community, right? Yes, work and strive hard to get more followers. It's always, I mean, followers is currency, but engagement is more important than followers in this day and age. Because now brands are looking for creators that fit their brand too, their brand message, their mission, their community. So that's definitely a tip, right? So start to build your community and your followers before you start reaching out to a brand, because again, you need to come correct. Another way to come correct is reach out to brands that align with your brand. Kind of like what I said earlier, you know, you don't want to, like for me, I remember a while back I had a manager and she came to me and was like, Drea, this company, this bathing suit company wants to work with you. They're going to send you a couple of bikinis and you just take a bunch of pictures with it and post and they'll pay you. And the money was decent, was pretty good. But the thing is, I don't know. I've never posted I posted a couple like me on vacation in bathing suits, but that's not really my brand. I'm not a travel vlogger. My followers are not looking for me for what bathing suits I'm wearing. If anything, they might look at me for, girl, you tall. Where'd you get your tall jeans from? Okay, it's a clothing line company that's serving tall girl clothes. I would like to see that. So like, reach out to companies that align you with your brand, because when you do reach out to them, it's more easy for them to want to work with you regardless of what your follow rate is. If you're telling them like, hey, I am a foodie blogger and I always show my followers how to get fancy food on a budget. I love your restaurants. I've been visiting there every single week and I love your prices. And I feel like your restaurant and I will do great on a paid partnership because my audience is looking forward to, it's looking for restaurants like yours. And they're going to be like, ooh, okay. She ain't got that much followers, but I see every time her page is all about food. Definitely her audience might be ours. Okay, let's work together. So definitely reach out to companies that align with your brand. I've worked with a lot of food brands because, yeah, I'm a fatty. I'm a foodie. I love me some food. And my followers know I love food. You know what I'm saying? Like, I post a lot of me on my stories of me eating all the time. And they know, even though I'm not a food blogger, they know when Drea is working with a food brand, it's always a food brand that's on a budget because also I'm really cheap. So, like, yeah, that's definitely a tip. Like, when you're going after, you know, brands, come correct. Don't go and reach out to a brand that makes no sense. Because even when you post it, your followers are going to be like, I've never seen you work out a day in your life. Why are you working out? Why are you partnering with this fitness company? We know you're not about this fitness life. It's not going to make sense. It's not going to be authentic. It's not going to be original. It's going to be harder for you to come up with even promotion ideas, like a video idea or content idea for this company, because it doesn't align with what you stand for, right? Another way to come correct when you're trying to go after brand deals, now, you create your valuable and marketable shareable content. You've increased your account engagement. You've built your community. Now you want to reach out to a brand that aligns with you, right? You can also reach out to influencer marketing agencies. Why influencer marketing agencies? Let me explain to you. A lot in this day and age, these brands don't like to work with influencers directly, like email us, because you know, some of us, we don't reply back to emails every now and then. We see the email, we take two months to reply back, or we don't send the work back on time. Y'all, please make sure if you're working with a brand, you know, you represented a lot of people. You're that representation for the next content creator, influencer they're gonna work with. So make sure you're meeting their demands, okay? Meet their demands the same way how you want them to meet your demands. Reply back to them on time. But a lot of these brands don't like to go through influencers. They would rather go to an agency, right? Go to an agency who already has a list of influencers in their network, you know? So if they reach out to an agency, they're gonna be like, hey agency, I'm looking for mommy influencers. Do you have any? And they're going to send them here. They're going to pitch whoever is best for the deal, or send them the whole list of mommy influencers or daddy influencers. And the brand is going to be like, okay, I like that dad. I like that mom. Let's work with them. So that's why you need to get on the roster for this influencer marketing agencies. Listen, when I first started off, I would email a gazillion agencies and brands a day. By gazillion, I mean five. I would email five to 10 a day. Even when I go back to my Twitter DMs, whichever brands were open for messages, I would DM them, like copy and paste, send them a message and tell them why I want to work with them, why my followers will love if I work with them. And I'll send them links to my most popular videos that kind of fits well with that brand. Right. So when you reach out to these companies, if you want to find the top influencer marketing agencies, type in influencer marketing agencies. It's that simple. Type in influencer marketing agencies. What I used to do, I used to go to these award websites. So like Shorty Awards, I think shortyawards.com. They give out awards to like some of the top influencer marketing agencies. And I would find their list and email the nominees and the ones who won my pitch email. And you guys should always have like a pitch template. And like I told you, this series is going to be multiple series. So I'm going to have an episode where I'm going to give you guys some of these email templates. Or maybe I should just put it up online so you guys can have access to it. Because it's one thing to read it, but it's another thing for you to see it and copy and paste and use it. So we'll see what I end up doing with that. Let me know how you guys want me to go about that too. You can send me a message on our Instagram page, @doitforthecontent, or send me an email, whichever one. But yeah, reach out to influencer market agencies. If there's a specific company, a brand you want to work with, for example, Dunkin' Donuts, LinkedIn is your best friend, guys. Most people don't know about LinkedIn. Y'all be sleeping on LinkedIn. You be like, what is LinkedIn? I'm not a business professional. Well, guess what? The brands you want to work with, they are professionals and they're on LinkedIn. So that's how you find them. What I usually do is I go on LinkedIn. Let's say I want to work with Dunkin' Donuts. I will type in, I'll give you a real example, actually, Best Buy. I've always wanted to work with Best Buy. Best Buy was like my dream job growing up when I was in high school. I don't know why, but I'm a tech girl. I love tech stuff. And I was like, I don't know. I just love when I walk into Best Buy, how cool it is. So I always wanted to work with Best Buy. So what I did is I go on Best Buy on LinkedIn, type in Best Buy influencer marketing manager, or Best Buy influencer strategist, Best Buy social media manager, and see who pops up. Then connect with them on LinkedIn. That's why you have to set up your LinkedIn profile. Make sure it has something, your picture, your statistics, your media kit on your LinkedIn, your achievements on your LinkedIn, right? Connect with them. And send them a message like, hey, my name is Drea. I'm a content creator with a content creator focusing on comedy. I make comedy videos with a splash of my culture in it. I have always been a huge fan of Best Buy because majority of all the products I get are from Best Buy. And my audience knows that I love getting products on a budget. And I've seen Best Buy has a sale, and I would love to promote the sale or whatever campaigns you guys are working on in the future with Best Buy. I would love to be on board with a paid partnership for Best Buy. Boom. Something along those lines. And message them. What I would do, I messaged this lady. She didn't reply back to me. So I was like, okay, you don't want to reply back to me. I typed in her name on Google and added Instagram. I saw Instagram. I messaged her on Instagram. She don't want to reply back to me either. Okay. I commented on her post. I said, hey girl, please check your DMs. Nice picture. Check your DMs. And finally she saw my DM and was like, thank you for reaching out. unfortunately, Best Buy, we're not working any campaigns right now, but I'll keep you in mind for the future. And boom, I never got a email. I never got a future campaign with Best Buy, but that's also, I never followed up. So it's another thing to follow up with these people, stalk them. If you're approaching them in a professional manner, you're not going to be bothering them. You know, because that's what some people think. Like, I don't want to bother these companies. Bother them. Be on their radar. Disturb the heck out of them, okay? Because listen, they need you. You need to think about this. That's one thing with knowing your worth in this industry. These brands need you more than you need them. Yes, you got to pay rent. I understand that. But they need your audience. They need your community. They need your followers. They need you to post about their product. Because if you don't post, they're not going to make any sales. They need you for marketing. So if you reach out to these brands with that mentality, you're always going to have the upper hand when it comes to negotiating, when it comes to, you know, working with them with a paid partnership. Yeah. So that's my tip when it comes to the approach for going after a brand deal. And in the next part of this, I'm going to tap into tips for negotiating, right? When you finally have reached out to these brands and they've gotten back to you, Ananda asking you, how much do you charge? I'm going to talk about it in the next parts of this series, is how to negotiate when it comes to these companies and how to know where to charge. And I'll give you one before I leave. I want to drop something here with these companies that you are probably working with now or you're going to work with in the future. So people will ask the question about, like, is it bad to collect free stuff for the brand, especially if they're sending too much? It's not bad to collect free stuff. Free stuff is nice. Hey, if it's free, it's for me. If it's free, give me three. But it becomes bad when they are constantly sending you free stuff, expecting you to post, right? And, you know, because if Canon is going to send me a camera, a $600, $1,000 worth camera, heck yeah, I'm going to take it and post for them. Okay, they're going to send me another camera 2 weeks from now and expect me to post again. Okay, Canon, thank you. I've already had one camera. That's fine. The second one that's free, okay, maybe I'll take it and I'll sell it, all right? The third one that's free, okay, stop. Now we're going to have to talk about paid partnerships, because how I see it is, if you tell the brand professionally, you sent me this item for free the first time and I posted about it, look at this engagement, look at how much people were commenting on it. Look, one of my fans actually went ahead and bought the product. Moving forward, could we work together on a paid partnership for our next collaboration? Doesn't hurt to ask. If they tell you no, okay, bye, Felicia. That's it. Goodbye. I don't want it anyways. And if they tell you yes, awesome, but you only get in life what you ask for. So if you know your worth and remember you have the upper hand, you will ask for what you deserve. And trust me, boo, you will get it. So yeah, that is my tip for the surface, for the beginning of getting your brand deal. Next, we're going to dive into, you know, contracts. I'm going to see if I can even find somebody who is a lawyer to come on here and talk contracts with us, because we don't know these contracts. It's hard sometimes to look over. Everything's on Google, but still, it is a process. So yeah, all right. Again, if you got any information from this, if anything stood out to you from was useful, please, 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 please leave a 5-star review, screenshot this, post this on your story, tag Do It For The Content, and, you know, just spread the word so more people can listen to this, because honestly, you know, in this influencer world, we need help. Fix it, Jesus. I'm going to let God fix it, because if I fix it, I'm going to jail. As a TikTok video. I don't know if y'all seen that. But okay, all right. Y'all have a good day. Keep on doing it for the content, and I'll catch you on the next podcast episode.